6:32. It is Tuesday morning with the Musers. We are back from Christmas / New Year's vacation. Hope everybody had a good holiday. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's our weekly NFL visit with Peter King. We'll get his take on the Cowboys season coming to an end and look at the wild card weekend in the NFL playoffs. But first, it's the Observation Deck, the first O-Deck of 2018 with the Great Gordo, brought to us by A-Number One Air.
I have no idea. Craig, why don't you go ahead and do it?
All right, we'll be right back.
High school football schools.
No, stop it. This is going to be a glorious year. A glorious year because I'm kicking it off with a three-week vacation to end 2017. I needed a little decompression time at the end of 2017. A tough year, pal. Tough year, pal. During the 3 weeks, I have to admit, and this is horrible to admit on the air when you are a high-level sports broadcaster, I didn't really keep up with the Cowboys.
No, you didn't miss much.
Didn't really keep up with them. And I think I was just so beaten down by my failed prediction, exclusive prediction of a Dak Prescott sophomore slump, that I just, I don't want to tune in and watch him dominate the league and and prove me wrong. And, because I'm a sports idiot and I'm the one that said that Dak would have this sophomore slump in the middle of his huge run last year. Not even Craig in the paper had the guts to say that Dak would throw a lot of interceptions this year.
I watched last night, though.
Horrible.
What?
Dak Prescott. I finally watched the game.
Oh, you watched it all last night?
Finally watched the game.
Thought you meant the Oklahoma game.
No, no. I don't watch college football. I don't understand why you would watch college football when we have pro football. I mean, why watch the amateurs? Yeah.
Which game? The Seattle game?
The Philadelphia game is the one I watched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's the same Dak Prescott? Or is this a different one? This is another guy that has a similar name? Is this Dax Prescott?
Not same guy.
I think there's something they did this year that caused his regression. And that's they asked him to be Peyton Manning.
I think they asked too much of him?
Way too much. I think they thought, wow, he had this incredible rookie year. Now we can bombard him with all of this stuff. And let's just make life so much more complicated for him. And he can't handle that. At least he couldn't this year.
Will he recover next year from that? Or has his confidence been shaken? Now he's no longer cool chocolate or whatever.
I don't know. I think teams played him a little differently this year, too. And he wasn't exactly able to adjust to it. And
for some reason, I think that's overrated. The whole, well, now they got film on him. They figured him out.
Well,
that doesn't explain every horrible performance that he gives.
No, that's just part of it. Just like in the game of football, it's not just a one-man deal. They had a lot of things around him that did not operate as efficiently as they did the year before.
Do you want a big, strong, bold Dak Prescott prediction?
Uh-oh. Hit the fanfare expo.
He will be the Cowboys quarterback for the next many years, but he will be an unbelievably average NFL quarterback for that duration.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait, unbelievably, I thought we found average. Our next Romo. What are you talking about?
So average, you won't be able to believe it.
Okay, that was just a rehash and didn't add anything.
No, not really.
Gosh, how bad would that be if he's just good enough to waste the next 9 years of our life?
Like, give me a comp quarterback. Like, he's going to be like who?
Andy Dalton.
That's not bad, because he is unbelievably average.
And he's done some really good things, and he can win you a game.
That's a good one.
He should be a starter.
Andy Dalton. He's not going to be in the bottom 10 in the NFL in quarterbacks. He's going to be around 15, 16, but we'll never talk about him as a top 5 quarterback.
You know, Drew McGarry, I think in Deadspin, wrote a piece in defense of the average quarterback. He was praising the average quarterback and how people don't appreciate it. I don't like the average quarterback. I like them to be either really good or really bad where we can bitch about them. The ones that are average just kind of waste your time because you keep trying to make them better than they are. You keep wanting them to be great, and they're eternally frustrating.
Yeah. I think it depends on what's around them. I think a lot of times the average quarterback is made to look that way because It's kind of hit and miss around him.
All right, I have two big announcements. Hit the Fanfare Expo. I, Gordon Adolph Keith, have officially and without reservation made a very true New Year's resolution to get more sleep.
Okay.
Was that last year's too?
Announcement number two. I have officially broken and abandoned this resolution.
What happened?
That one's over with. I'm done with it. I just didn't get good sleep last night. I couldn't sleep. I was all excited to get on the radio.
But this vacation, did you?
No.
Oh.
No. I still wake up early. I was going to bed late, but I was still waking up early.
No. No.
And once I wake up, are you guys like this? You can't go back to sleep once you wake up?
It depends what time of night. If it's 2 a.m., I can go back to sleep.
Yeah, I can go back.
If the alarm's going to go off in like 30 minutes, I have trouble.
No, I mean like in the morning when you're unfettered by an alarm, right? Oh. You're on vacation and you wake up like at 8 in the morning. Can you fall back asleep till 10?
Probably not.
Most of the time,
as soon as my mind's awake, it's like I want to get my day going.
It depends. Did I go to sleep at midnight and I've had 8 hours, or did I go to sleep at 3 a.m.? If I went to sleep at 3, I can fall back asleep.
See, if I went to, it doesn't matter to me. I can go to sleep at 3 a.m., but if I wake up at 8, I got to get up.
Yeah, but I think I shoot that down on vacation, though, because don't you have the, I think I'm going to sit down and watch this movie, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock, and you don't know where you are, and you're like...
I never fall asleep during the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fall asleep with a TV on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have another resolution. I, Gordon Queen Elizabeth King, this year I'm finally tackling my lifelong dream to get Rose Marie of the Dick Van Dyke Show on the air.
Gordon,
still doing this humor, huh?
She passed away while we were on vacation.
Why? I haven't been plugged into the news. You knew.
And
has her family been notified?
Yes. She left this earth the age of 137.
Oh, my gosh.
She made it a long time.
I have a backup resolution. I, Gordon Stalin Keith, am resolved. Sounded weird. To get Dick Enberg in studio on this show!
Gordon,
on this very show!
Gordon.
What?
Dick Enberg also passed away while we were on vacation.
Yeah. Murder-suicide with Rosemary?
They're not sure.
It'll take a coroner.
I'm not
going to
let you do this to the great Dick Enberg.
We're waiting on autopsy results.
It was cheap when you used to do it back in 1996.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoever passed, you'd say, agent called, can't make it, on our big guest board.
No, what?
It was cheap then, it's cheap now.
What is guest board?
That makes you cheap.
I don't know. So, really and truly, though, for 3 weeks, I unplug, and I don't really watch the news, and I don't really go online to read the news, and... I'm always surprised. There'll be sometime in June of this year or July. Somebody's going to mention someone, and I'm going to talk about how, haven't seen them in a while. And someone's going to say, oh, they died. And I'm really, truly going to be surprised by it.
Because you unplug.
Because that happens to me every year. There'll be some celebrity death that I'll become aware of in June that happened during Christmas vacation.
Well, okay, Sean, you were working, you were plugged in. Did we miss anybody other than Rosemary and Dick Enberg?
I don't think so.
And have you ever paired those two together in a topic?
Never.
I think that's a pretty light death 3 weeks.
Very light.
Sentence was weird, but yes. I mean, that's... first of all, Rosemary should barely count.
Yeah.
Well,
condolences to her family.
Yes, absolutely. Condolences to her family. Yeah. And I want to make that very clear now.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's been dying since the late 70s.
She's no, say, Robin Williams or Prince.
We know
Prince,
she's not. Yes, or, we know that stuff. She was big in her day, but the point is that she was in her triple 90s.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's a lot. And so that one doesn't count. Now, Dick Enberg, dead at the age of 61.
82. No.
That's a bigger story.
Love Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg, big He's story. Awesome. We're going to eulogize him coming up at 7:40. And as much as I loved him, even Dick Enberg is no, say, Michael Jackson.
Yes, we
or
know that part.
Elvis Presley. Or
Elvis Parsley. Okay.
No, they're still the same.
In all seriousness, did you guys make any New Year's, I hate to call them resolutions, but intentions? Do you have any intentions for the new year that will make it different than the previous year?
Nah, that's for suckers.
What do you mean?
I tell you that every year.
You don't take advantage of the fact that this is a fresh start for everyone?
Nope. Pretty much the same.
No. Nope.
Old dusty cowtown.
What?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same, yep.
Come on, Giorgio. Join me. We're going to go on a weight loss regimen. You and I are going to exercise every day after the show. You and I are getting our sneakers, and we're going to the mall.
Don't say sneakers.
And we're
going to
walk around the mall a whole bunch of times while people shop at Relax the Back and Wicks and
you
Sticks.
You wouldn't do that with me.
I would pay each of you to become mall walkers together.
Really? How much?
Yeah. Just if you got into that routine 5 days a week and you went to North Park after every show and you guys walked the mall for an hour.
Yes.
I would love that.
In matching sweatsuits.
Just kind of rehashing the show.
There's no way the P1s would leave us alone. There
no way.
No way.
No, no way. That's
that they
would make it
show
fun.
Up and we would be the only mall walkers there that are getting heckled along the route.
Even mall walkers don't go to malls anymore.
But you guys, you would come back every morning after with great stories.
Yes.
It would be such a great bit
okay.
for the show.
All right. For 1 week, let's do this, George. We can do this for 1 week. We can keep a New Year's resolution to be mall walkers.
That's your resolution. You go do it.
No, but we should do it for each other, for the show. I mean, there's nothing but upside here. We're going to lose 50 pounds in a week.
You don't need to lose 50
Gain
pounds.
Content for the show.
Gain content for the show. Give P1s are going to get a chance to throw garbage at us.
I think you could do that on your own. And I know what would happen. I'd be there in my sweatsuit all ready to go, and you would not show up.
No, you
and
guys
I would have to walk the mall and take it in the shorts
You
for
all
an
have
hour.
To caravan together over there.
Yes.
After the show.
No.
Yeah, we're accountability partners. I mean, we're holding each other accountable to stick to this resolution.
Please, I'll pay you guys
Please.
To do this.
Well, that's what I'm trying to see. What it's
what?
See what we can get out of this. What's he going to pay us?
Well, I don't want his money.
I do.
I got bills to pay. I want him to spend it on something he loves, which is himself.
But he loves laughing at us, so this is great.
1 week. We'll start next week, so you get some ramp-up time to go buy your Christmas themed sweatsuit or whatever. Whatever you're going to walk in.
I'll tell you what. I will give you guys $1 a week.
What?
Think about that. Think how that's.
Okay, how about this?
Keep your money.
That's a good idea.
That's going to get into two figures for both of you guys.
This is what we do. He gives us $1 a week, and it doubles each week that we do it all 5 days. So it could get into some really
good
money.
Oh, yeah, that whole dollar thing. Yeah,
no,
double the
that's
dollar.
That's
going to
cost
like
$1 trillion. Trillion.
No, think about it, Junior. So in order to get $4, we have to walk 3 weeks, 5 days after the show every day.
No, you're
five days a week.
It.
No. For the first week, we get $1.
Yeah,
second
right.
week, we get $2. Yeah. Third week, we get $4.
Yeah.
Then the fifth week, we'll get $8. Eight. 6 weeks,
$16. Somehow that equals $1 million after about 50
yeah,
steps.
Yeah, it does.
It
really starts ramping up, but is there any chance that we get to $16?
Nah, it's probably pretty safe.
The question
part.
Is, would Junior actually take that action?
Absolutely not. Because I'm doing the math, and after like 2 weeks, I'm already up to 2,000.
Wait, no. It's per week, not per day. It's $1 the first
okay.
week.
Yeah.
Well, that's
$2
be,
the second week.
It's still going to be 52. We're going to get into the multiple 52 times. It's going to end up costing me in the billions.
You actually think we'll make it to week 52?
I think once you guys started pocketing like hundreds of thousands of my dollars.
What?
I think you're going to keep going.
By week 8,
he won't
has to
make
go,
it past week 1.
Me?
Yes.
Worry about yourself.
You'll fall
Mr.
into the fountain at North Park clutching your heart.
Worry about yourself. I'm surprised to even see you here this morning.
What do you mean?
I'm surprised we didn't get the call. Oh, it's today?
Hey,
we're back?
When's the new year? When's
well,
the
Tuesday?
New year?
Oh, okay.
All right. Mall Walker, Giorgio.
Yeah, see Gordo sure, next week at
sure
North Park Mall.
Already a picture of us walking in the mall
sure.
together on P1 Domo's
I want you
account.
Guys to please do this, even for one day. Just one day. I think it would be a great bit.
I swear to you, I will do it next week every single day if Giorgio will do it with me.
Start on Monday and at least do one day. I'll even come there to watch and heckle.
We don't want
we
you
don't
to,
want
heckle.
You there to heckle us. No, then he gets out of it. So I don't know where.
What do you mean he gets out of it? He doesn't have to walk with us.
I know, but he gets out of the daily commitment of going to North Park Mall and watching us.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go every day. We just have to go every day.
All right, I'll let you know at this time tomorrow.
All right.
All right, 6:47 on the ticket. On to the NFL playoffs without the Cowboys. And we'll talk to Peter King about that next.